This is the 2018 State House Podcast from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news and peer.
House Bill 1104 revises certain provisions regarding the arrest of victims of domestic abuse. Representative Dan Kaiser is a Republican from Aberdeen. He explains the merits of the proposed law.
The bill I have before you here, it's kind of a neat one about how a citizen legislature works. As most of you know, I'm a certified law enforcement officer. Excuse me. And every couple of years, we have to do domestic violence training. And this past year, when I took that domestic violence training, the trainer, Deputy State's Attorney out of Pennington County, had addressed an issue with this law. Because right now, the way the law is if a victim of domestic violence, so the officer shows up and meets with the one who just got beat up, if the victim is caring for a child, then the officer does not have to arrest that victim if they have a nonviolent misdemeanor warrant. Now, something the trainer pointed out to me and that I learned in the class is, why is that the only exception? Why can the victim with a nonviolent misdemeanor warrant just not be arrested at all? Why do we have this exception in there? Why aren't we protecting the victims a little bit more? So I got working with this deputy state's attorney and then brought in the Domestic Violence Network folks, and we brought this bill that you have in front of you. And you'll see in Section 1, Subsection 3, we're just striking the language of the child to plainly say that if you are the victim of domestic violence and you have a nonviolent misdemeanor warrant, the officer does not have to arrest you. The idea being, one, in smaller areas, we don't want to put the victim in the same cop car with the person who just beat him up. Two, we don't want to drive them to the small county jail where they both sit in the same booking room and then are put in jail. The idea here is that we want victims, even if they have a nonviolent misdemeanor warrant, to call 911 when they're a victim.
House members passed House Bill 1104 unanimously. Its next stop is the Senate for further public testimony. The Senate Commerce and Education Committee will not advance a bill that gives certain workers up to 3 paid sick days off each year. A sponsor of Senate Bill 120, Democrat Reynold Nesiba of Sioux Falls, says the measure helps with productivity since workers who don't feel well can infect others. Dwayne Walber with the South Dakota Federation of Labor says the bill carries other benefits.
I think that this is a chance for the state of South Dakota to bridge a gap and do something for the workers that they need. And maybe there will be a chance for us to maybe withhold some of the people that we're losing every year. Because when we look at the statistics on how many people graduate and how many people go to our neighboring states and how many good minds we're losing, maybe we need to have the state step in and start putting things together.
The measure met with a large amount of opposition, some of it repeated from previous attempts at passage. Dave Owen with the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry says he's not comfortable with mandating policies to businesses in the state.
My challenge to the senator, as well-intended as I think he is our fear that we're on the classical slippery slope. What next will you mandate because it has benefits to employees? Paid time off? Disability insurance? We haven't done this for a reason, and we shouldn't. And there's nothing clever about the slippery slope argument, but there are slopes that are slippery, and this is one. Please don't pass this bill.
The Commerce and Energy Committee deferred the bill to a 41st legislative day with one member opposed. The Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee is moving a bill forward that changes an eligibility requirement to serve on the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. Current statutes require an 8-member commission with up to 4 farmers who live on their farm properties allowed to serve. State Representative Kent Peterson of Salem says many otherwise qualified people would not have a chance to serve because they live on a separate acreage or in a community. Peterson says House Bill 1148 is meant to change that.
This change would just allow for, you know, folks that maybe for whatever reason have lived in town or maybe on an acreage away from their farm and would still have the ability, as long as they follow all the other rules, engage in agriculture, deriving at least 2/3 of their gross incomes from crop or livestock production. So it's not opening the door for some rich landowner living in the city to say, hey, guess what, I can do this now. This doesn't apply to them, and nor should it. We want people that work and live on the farm and maybe, or not live on the farm, but work on the farm and are engaged in production agriculture every single day.
A lobbyist with the South Dakota Division of the Isaac Walton League told the committee there's nothing wrong with the current statute and says members shouldn't fix what isn't broken. While a couple of lawmakers showed concern over having more East River members on the commission than those in West River, the Ag and Natural Resources Commission voted unanimously to advance the bill. The House Judiciary Committee is passing legislation to increase penalties for those who pay money for sex. House Bill 1110 adds that a person convicted of one or more violations within a decade is a Class 6 felony. The first offense is a Class 1 misdemeanor, a lesser offense. Representative Thomas Holmes is sponsoring the bill. He says increasing the penalty for a second offense is the best chance for convicting those who pay money for sex.
In the past, what has happened is that the initial offense was regarded as a felony. And there have been some defense attorneys who have been able to argue successfully that was too severe a punishment for the first offense. So we modeled our legislation after the legislation of some other states, Nebraska most notably, who passed something very much like this last year.
Holmes is the prime sponsor of two other bills related to sex trafficking. One bill expunges the criminal record of those victimized by child sex trafficking. Another defines street gang and street gang activity as it relates to trafficking.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2018 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Connect with us on social media by liking us on the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.